are going to... We are going live.
It's got to keep that on the false hands that when we open it to work, it sucks air through and you wait a little bit.
Okay, we will call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5:02 p.m. on Tuesday, March 8th, 2022. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Penrod here. Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on February 22nd. Were there any changes or corrections?
I had none.
I do not.
I did give, I think, two over to Rosie, and just clarification. For instance, I think under department reports, Tom was saying the LEPC, not LAPC. And then I don't remember what the other one was, but it was minor stuff. So, I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes with the changes I sent to Rosie.
Second.
Motion second. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the application for approval to locate utility improvements within the city's right-of-way. This is for BSM Group for QC Communications at 900 West Connection Way. Are there any comments, questions, concerns from the department heads? Terry, you're good. Okay. Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion. We approve the request for the utility improvement right away at 900 West Connection Way.
Second.
Motion second. And further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next is the permit to cut into the right-of-way for 305 West Longfellow. This is for NIPSCO. Looks like page 13 of your packet. Any concerns? This is the continued build-out of Cambridge Crossing. Section, what, 5, 6, 8, 3? Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the permit to cut into curved streets or alleys for 305 West Longfellow Boulevard as presented.
Second.
Motion second. And further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Next up is the Spectrum Engineering Agreement. Sean.
So for years we've had this similar agreement with Spectrum Engineering. Basically what it is, it's just an agreement that if I call them and I need something done short term, I don't have to wait for the PO process for projects under $10,000. Anything over $10,000 still comes to the board. We've had it for Spectrum. They were purchased by a company called EN Engineering Company. So basically we just had to add their name to the contract. What this is an open-end contract for me to solicit their services on a yearly basis, not to exceed $10,000. So if you approve this, we don't have to come to the board for every single agreement with EN Engineering, Spectrum Engineering. And this would run the gamut for all utilities. If Mike needed to use them for the water department for his SCADA, if Terry needed to use them for this, whatever, it would work for everyone, because it's with the Columbia City Municipal Utilities. So
that be itemized per utility group?
Yeah, correct. And if you look, if they get to the $10,000 limit, they will contact us and see if we want to sign another one. So we'd have to bring that back to you.
Okay. That $10,000, so it would add up to $10,000?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. And you call them in for a lot of little things that we all have the in-house skill set to do.
Correct. So I know Terry used them quite a bit for all this SCADA communication. I can call them if, recently we had a company come in that wanted to put a huge load on our service. I can call them up and just say, what do we need to do to prepare for this? And they can have it to me in 2 days. Whereas if we don't do this, I've got to wait for the next meeting to get a PO, get approval, and it slows the process down quite a bit. A lot of these are emergency. If I have a substation blow up, I can say, hey, I need you to start working on this, and they can start working right away and not have to wait for the purchase order. Then they'll get me a cost, and I'll bring that to you guys. So for basic engineering.
Do you want to be also an administrator who approves it, or just...
So $10,000, I think, is $10,000 your guys' limit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't need to approve it. Well, and honestly, I know that, you know, again, if it was a company that we haven't used in the past, I may be a little more leery, but since they've been a long-time partner with us, I'm confident in our department heads to make that decision. So I appreciate the question. Okay. Any other questions of Sean? Hearing none, I'll make a motion. We approve the agreement for professional services with Spectrum Engineering Corporation and EN Engineering Company as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Sorry. I thought I heard someone wanted to say something about it.
Then if you want to sign it or if you want to authorize me to sign it or one of you guys wants to sign it.
I'll go ahead and sign it.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'll sign it.
Thank you.
Next up is A&Z Engineering. Chip?
Yes, this is, one second, let me get, this is for the construction inspection and administrative of all the paperwork for the Westgate grant. We did negotiate that down, so it's in quite a bit, but Mayor and I discussed that we feel more comfortable with A&Z doing it since they drafted up the plans. They have, you know, direct contact with the engineers, so why we feel like it's best to go with them.
Yeah, we did have, just for the record, we did have another firm that had bid on it as well. So.
What was the amount, Chip?
Well, the kind of, you have two fees, a not to exceed a $14,500, and then a not to exceed of $70,000.
$14,500 is just administrative.
It's hourly. Yeah. That'd be what, 84.5? Math was never my strong suit. Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the agreement for Phase 1 Westgate Subdivision Construction Services with A&Z Engineering in a not to exceed of $84,500.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Next up, I have the agreement between the owner and contractor for Wing Asphalt. So there's going to be a couple of these things that you're going to say, hey, wait a minute, I thought we did this last time. And we did, but we were informed by by A&Z that we may have done some things a little too quick. So I think there's a couple of these things we're going to have to go back and agree now again, if you will. Mm-hmm. So first up here is the agreement between the owner and contractor. This is with Wayne Asphalt for the Westgate Subdivision Roadway Reconstruction Phase 1 project. Or do you remember which ones we agreed to? And
well, we agreed to all both of these.
Okay.
But because we didn't have all the paperwork in hand
yet,
they wanted us, Mark wanted us
to go through it again.
Yeah.
Okay.
This and this.
Gotcha. And that's fine. I will say maybe that just shows how excited we are to get the Westgate project underway. So. I'll make a motion. We approve the agreement between the owner and contractor with Wayne Asphalt and Construction Company for the Westgate Subdivision Roadway Reconstruction Phase 1 project.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show up with the usual sign. It is unanimous. The next is I make a motion. We approve the notice to proceed for that same project to Wayne Asphalt. As presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you again. Next up in the hit parade here is the memo from the Engineer and Surveyor Department of Whitley County Government. This is for the drainage assessment for the city residents on county regulated drains. As you remember, one of the things that goes into our stormwater fee for our residents we pay for their drainage fees, unlike those outside the city limits who they have to pay their own drainage fees. So as you can tell, this actually is down, I would say, fairly significantly from previous years. We did kind of check to make sure it appears that it's right, but I will tell you that we got the request from the county early in an urgent fashion. Typically, this is something we pass in February, I think, or maybe even January, depending on what it is. But with Brandon Forrester's departure, I think things kind of got lost in the shuffle. So full disclosure, since it was under $10,000, I've already approved it, but I would like your retroactive approval on that amount for those drainage assessment fees.
I'll second that.
Okay. Did I motion or did Nicole motion?
I think you did.
I motioned? Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I thought you did.
That's okay. That's okay. Okay, I'll make a motion. We pay the drainage fees as presented.
Second.
Well, seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Okay, I think we're at street closings now. So first up is another retroactive. Full disclosure, they came to us. The crane's still up?
Yeah.
Okay, I just can't see it through the wall. There is a crane on the other side of this wall. As you know, they've been working on the Clugston for some time now. They came to us mid last week.
Yeah, towards the end of last week.
Yeah, toward the end of last week, and said, "Hey, we're planning to bring a crane in on Monday." And I said, "Well, we have a meeting Tuesday, so that's what you have here." Again, it blocks this half alley here. So any concern, question? I mean, it's already happening, but if there is questions, concerns, I know I did have Sally work with Gary with Chief Parrott to figure out, and he seemed okay with it as well. So.
How many days is I see them.
So it's, yeah, 7th through the 11th, 4th through the 18th, 21st through 25th.
So it stays those days, but, yeah.
That's okay. Yeah, that's when the alley would be closed. They said that, I think they had said the crane, yeah, it said the majority of the days will be the morning only. The crane will be gone for the day. I think I don't know if they just moved the crane over. The crane's still there, is it not?
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what I thought.
Just,
so,
they don't move it.
They don't. So I don't know why they put that, because that's not necessarily
maybe
true.
Maybe that's
but
when they're using it.
Maybe that's when they're using it, yes.
Just a Tell quick us. Reference. Sally and I had a huge discussion on this because the City Hall's fire department connection and the Clugston's fire department connection are both in the alley.
Okay.
And there's no parking anywhere around us for 20 feet. So we did kind of work with them a little bit to allow that. I just wanted to get
Thank
another
you.
Record
yeah.
that,
I wasn't aware
we,
of that.
That there was a pretty large discussion about that.
Okay.
And we did, Chris and I determined that we could actually run the hose through the tires if we need to make a connection, and then they'd just be stuck in place if they ever needed to move it till we, if we would ever have to use
sure.
it. So
hopefully not. Okay.
But that's why we also allow no parking in the alley.
Sure. Absolutely. Okay, with that, I'll make a motion. We approve the street closing permit retroactively for Fort Wayne Roofing as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay.
I did hand you another one for the farmer's market. No. Chris is here.
Hi, buddy.
He was coming because of the ordinance for the council.
Sure.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if this is the chicken or the egg.
Yeah.
I mean, we have. So because of the way in which we're doing this, it probably makes sense to do it in this order. It's fine. But, Marsh, I know you have an ordinance change in
well,
the council.
So, actually, Jennifer brought it in, I think, from talking with you all, although I don't
Jennifer,
know.
Jennifer, are you back there?
she brought it into the ordinance committee, so I had just made the changes based upon what she had presented. I hope I got it right.
Yeah, that was provided by, I was told, the board of the farmers market.
Okay. Now, as I saw, I think it was just a few technical changes, right? It wasn't an overhaul or anything like that. As I remember, I think it was taking out some language, and I think it was changing it from a chairman to a president or something like that, right?
Yeah, I was just trying to update it. A couple of the board members have met, I believe, with LaRue regarding the way we set up the farmer's market. We'd like to make some changes this year to improve the market, or changes that we believe would improve the
sure.
market. That
Yes.
If you will, which would improve the situation probably pretty dramatically for the vendors on the west side of the street. Mm-hmm. As we've established, and I believe that was 21 years last year, that east side had always faced the court.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're trying to do is really level the playing field for the vendors, if you will, to have equal chances of the customers walking
sure.
through the farmer's market. And previously, I think the concern was being able to get to the Clugston. Would there be a fire? And see, and I apologize. I really didn't have a chance to talk with them, but briefly about the discussions with you. As the ordinance came up on the agenda, we could take care of it all in one night.
Yep.
And was it addressed in there? I guess I didn't catch where we'd also discussed allowing them, you guys to have
the north side.
Huh?
On the north side.
Yeah.
Well, the half buck, the north side.
Well, the north side, but also, like, if you have a vendor that has just something that tables. That something could be easily moved out of the way, because we got to maintain a 20-foot fire lane. So if they had a vendor just had tables with stuff set on it, that's really not obstructing, because those could be easily pushed out of the way.
Yeah.
So allowing something like that, because before we always told them you couldn't have anything in the center. Well, I guess you have some tables, vendors.
Well, so we mocked it out with actually my large truck, which is a crew cab full bed, and measured, and it's almost exactly 20 feet.
Right.
So, you know, obviously, we want to please you because you allow us to have our event downtown. We also want to try to improve the event for the mm-hmm. vendors. Last year was kind of, I don't know, I mean, I realized 2021 was kind of like
yeah.
a strange sci-fi movie or something, mm-hmm. but. A lot of crazy factors that came into play, but that actually is what I had wanted to work towards in the future for this market, because I think it will be the most effective way to set up the vendors.
Yeah.
We tried all sorts of different scenarios and argued at length, and mm-hmm. So that's basically like where we would like to end up. We don't have any commitments yet, but there was some discussion that the north side Van Buren on the corner would no longer be allowed due to safety concerns.
That is correct. From the discussion in the ordinance committee, the police department and fire department felt like that would not be safe.
With them parking parallel to the curb. Well, that's what we've done previously. And my only question is, and I don't mean to sound is why, because if you park a vehicle in the angled spots, it sticks out further than a food truck would.
Gary was the one that had more of the...
Can you elaborate on that, please?
I don't remember, to be quite honest.
That was the thing that you guys were adding, and both of you were like, no.
Gary brought it up, and I supported him on it, because I think it was...
You were concerned about people running out.
Like those kids.
The traffic on Van Buren is very different than Market Street.
Oh, absolutely.
And there was concerns about kids running between there, or people just absent-minded.
And
like
I
between that.
That's what it was. Exactly. Putting an attraction up there, and then the little kid dart out there, and then the traffic flows.
Okay. Do you have suggestions on another location? Because I'm assuming you don't want me to block either end of Chauncey Street with a food truck. Not that I have any commitments at this point, but it's something, you know, it's something that we really feel would improve the whole ambiance, and I don't want to create more problems.
I guess a thought, and just, again, just to butt my way into this conversation a little bit, a thought is I almost wonder if you could, on the south end of Chauncey Street, I almost wonder if you could... because of how wide the street is there, I almost wonder if you could put a food truck on the, I don't know how to explain it, but it would be on the east side of the south end of Chauncey Street where Chauncey and Market connect, right up where your barricades are, you know, that, and then you're near a plug-in there if that's what's needed, or obviously a generator of some sort, but.
And right there would be less of a concern, too, because of the fire trucks needing to get through, because they'd have other choices to get around that.
If you were to need to go to the Cluxton, you would come in from the south, correct?
Well, I'm sorry, we got toned out during some of this conversation, so I apologize.
Well, I guess my question would be, depending on, because, again, Chauncey's a fairly wide street, so, I mean, it could be a scenario where, I think, yes, the answer, I'm guessing, is if you were going to go to the Cluxton.
It's not just the Cluxton, it's anything.
Sure.
If you go north on Chauncey for anything.
Sure.
Instead of having to go all the way around, that is your avenue, right?
Yeah.
So, I like I said, my pager went off during all of that, so I'm not exactly sure.
No,
but you've got to leave a 20-foot lane all the way down that street. And that's not us. That's code.
I understand. But as long as they would leave a 20-foot, we'll say exit ramp, if you will, or a connector. Let's do it this way. Okay. I think we want to be supportive,
yeah,
of the farmers market, and I think we want to figure out a solution to the food truck issue.
Let me.
But it's not an issue right now.
Sure. Well, yeah.
If you get a vendor. Let me ask. So you're looking at, you were wanting to put the food trucks over on the Van Buren, and that's what you were wanting to put up there.
Like we had previously done, but quite honestly, it's at 50% of the time at best, unfortunately.
Well, and the food trucks typically only serve out of one side of their vehicle, right? I think I was thinking more in the lines of when they were talking about vendors, like your normal vendors, where you would have people, and I guess I personally was not aware that we were talking about food trucks, which would change it, would change my opinion.
We weren't at our meeting.
Huh?
We weren't discussing food trucks at our meeting.
Just vendors in general?
Yeah,
yes.
We were just talking the farmer's market.
Because I would be even willing to go so far as, because there is that additional space, maybe we grab some more of those yellow barriers and put them on the other side of the food truck to limit the possibility of a kid squirting out into Van Buren Street,
right,
on the other side of the. But no, that's, okay. So maybe that's where I'm confused, because I don't necessarily think if we were to have a couple of food trucks on the northwest corner of Van Buren, or the northwest corner of the courthouse there, vending to the curb.
Yeah.
Now, other vendors, I agree. That's not a place to put just a regular vendor.
Right. I think that would probably change Gary's opinion on that as well, would be my guess.
So not to muddy the water here, because we have, you know, in front of us is just the street closing permit, which, again, would have to do whether or not we're going to close a portion of the northern part of the courthouse square or not. But from the ordinance perspective, that's obviously a secondary issue that goes at the next meeting. I guess my point of saying that is I don't, and again, unless I miss something, and I'll, Jennifer, Tom, Marcia, unless I missed something in the reading of the ordinance change, I didn't see anything that this would actually come up in. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah,
no,
it's not.
Right.
There is no mention of it in the amendments to the ordinance. It's just, if I could use the terminology, it's just
sure.
a past practice that we've done in the past
sure.
that we would like to continue
yeah.
if possible, if it satisfies the board and the chiefs.
Sure. Jennifer, do you have something to add?
I'm just a little, I don't know, annoyed, I guess, because in the meeting, we weren't talking about this being food trucks, we were talking about this being vendors, and both police and fire were adamant that they didn't want something going on up there, so.
I, forgive me.
That's what I'm reporting to this meeting.
I had an opportunity where some board members wanted to step up and move forward
sure.
with the amendments to the ordinance. I was not involved with that, taking the opportunity
yeah.
to let somebody else do it. And that's the only thing those are the only vendors I would want to put there, would be food truck vendors. I have no intention of putting
So ultimately, sure.
I personally have no issue with it, but again, you and Gary said you didn't want anything.
And that is correct, Jennifer. But when you talk to something that vends, when you put up a regular vendor where you have access both sides, that where the you know you can have anything happen, that something darts out, that is a completely different scenario. And I get your frustration. To me, in my head, it's a completely different scenario. Of you've got just people walking down the sidewalk ordering something out of a food truck and continue. And I think the flow is meant then more as a down the sidewalk thing instead of a along the sides of each vendor. Because you got some of those vendors that they serve things where you have to walk out in the street to get some of their to look at some of their stuff.
Okay, so here's where I think if we get, I think
so I apologize.
If you guys are okay, I'd like to land this plane here a little bit. So. I think what I'd like to do is I'm guessing, knowing this board of works, I'm guessing we're totally okay with what's happened in the past when it comes to that, and even the switching of going to the toward the middle of the street rather than toward the outside of the street when it comes to the vendors on the east side of Chauncey Street. Mm-hmm. We have no problem with that, obviously. I think what I'd like to do with when it comes to the food trucks on the north side is, I because Gary's not here, I don't feel 100% comfortable going yes with that. Obviously, I respect Tom and certainly respect Jennifer's thoughts there. And so I guess for me, what I'd like to do is approve the street closing permit request because it actually doesn't include anything on the north side of the Courthouse Square. And so at that point, what we would then do, I suggest, is we delegate that conversation to be had between the two chiefs and Chris or whoever from the farmers market's the appropriate body regarding just food trucks.
Would you like me to submit another permit request along with it or amend it? Or?
Personally, I think we can handle it all in one motion here and then just delegate that authority to them to make that decision. If you guys are okay with it. Okay. So I'm going to make a motion. We approve the Farmers Market street closing permit from May 7th through October 29th as presented with the caveat that any food trucks located on the north side of the Courthouse Square be approved by both the fire and police chief in advance. Motion second. For the discussion.
This is a one-time event. We don't have to go through this every year, right?
Well, we approve the closing every year.
Right. I'm just trying.
But it's not for every weekend. Like, well, this is a blanket for the whole year.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Other discussion? Yes?
So would that permission be a blanket as well, or would it need to be a per?
No, that permission would be a blanket. I mean, if Tom and Gary both are approving of that, but you need both. You need both. Okay. Okay. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you.
We appreciate your support.
Bills.
I'll make motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $855,232.32 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated March 8th, 2022.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $249,065.03 plus overtime in the amount of $20,597.06 for the pay file ending February 25th, 2022.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Department reports. Mike Cook. Sorry to catch you off guard.
Well, it's all right. Still been answering questions. Been personally calling in on RFQ for the Jefferson Main Force Main project. My staff installed a new pressure relief valve on our sludge boiler, So that was completed in-house. We saved quite a bit of money on that. We passed our first round of biomonitoring or wet testing. We have to do 3 months in a row, and the second one's scheduled for March 14th through the 18th. UV bulbs, those have been installed, went in service. The whole system went live on March 2nd, and they've been doing some testing on that with reagents and stuff like that that are still good. We just can't use them in reporting for 2022. So far, everything is looking really good. We test all the tipping buckets, all the basin locations for warranty inspections. All of them failed. So those will be coming in. They had electrical issues. They had water issues. And so we're trying to work through that. The long-term control plan warranty inspection is scheduled for Thursday, the 10th with United Consulting. I'll be going along on that. And everything that we have done so far is noted and they are aware of before that. So, and getting quotes for chemicals for our stormwater treatment facility. So that's been a struggle. Still waiting on one company to even call me back, and they haven't. And then I'm waiting on a quote from another. So I don't have too much longer, and I'm just going to have to go with the one. So that's all I have.
Question to Mike. Mike, how is our, I don't know that we've talked about for a while here. How is our phosphorus project, I mean, how is the phosphorus removal, that whole process going?
Oh, it's going well. We've had to up our the phosphorus during the winter. It kept going up, and every time we've had to melt off the snow, it would increase.
Okay.
So we actually, I went out and collected a sample of the sand and then a sample of the salt. They actually spread on the streets, and we run tests in our labs and actually came up with, I thought sure it was going to point to the salt. It actually came back, but the sand, it actually has a phosphorus release on it that we think is probably increasing it. So, I mean, it's nothing that, you know, we just turn the dial up on the pump and we take care of it. So,
gotcha.
But yeah, I was surprised it actually come off the sand and not the...
Yeah, that is interesting.
The salt material.
Phosphorus, though, is a naturally occurring thing in the environment,
correct.
Right? So,
yep.
Interesting. Okay, thank you. Mike Chota.
We started putting new service lines across down at Westgate for that project, and also we got the booster station back online.
Good.
We had a pump go down, and once we changed the pump, we had a hard time getting it back.
Going?
Running.
Okay. Questions of Mike?
I had a question from a party that lives out there. Would it be a fair assumption that if the fire hydrant's on the north side, that the sidewalk would be on the south side? They're trying to see where the, if there's going to be a true separation and fire hydrants versus sidewalks.
Fire hydrant. The sidewalk's going to be on the south side.
And the fire hydrants are on the north side.
Okay, and that's for the whole subdivision? That's our intention?
Yes.
Okay. And is that part of the document in that picture that's out there? It shows
yes.
James Street and so on, this mm-hmm. one here?
Yep.
Okay, so the red line is the water line or the sidewalk?
Don't recall off my head right now.
Okay. Let me get an opportunity.
Yep.
Would you confirm that?
Yep.
Okay. Nothing else.
Other question. Thank you. Tom.
Rosie pointed out, I think it was on Saturday or Friday, we had a slight mishap at the museum. The water was turned on and a toilet stuck, and it must have ran like that for quite a while. We use 13,000 gallons of water at the fire museum, and I'd just like to tell Mike and Mike, thanks for your donation.
When I donate.
Had a bad day today. We've got two vehicles at the mechanic. One is getting new catalytic converters put on it, and no, they weren't stolen. They were plugged on the pickup truck or one of our pickup trucks, and the 101 had a coolant leak. And the headliner, because the heater is in for that unit, is up above. And so Brad was very happy that we had that leak, and he was excited to tear into that. So that was an issue. I don't know if I ever reported that we did change the lights at the museum to LED, got rid of the old fluorescent lights and converted those to LED. Much brighter, should be a lot more fuel or energy efficient. We will put in the bank, because like I said, Mike and Mike are donating that water and treatment for us. Thanks, Rosie, for...
Hey,
we'll get it back.
I'm kidding on that. Mark was going to pay for it, but he decided to opt out. And then I think that's about it over the bad news for today.
Questions, Tom? Thank you. Sean?
So we had a busy weekend. Our on-call guy, within 24 hours, was called out 5 different times. We had a 4-hour outage because of the storm. Dropped about an 80-foot tree across our 3-phase out on Airport Road. He also had a house fire at the farthest house away from the city, clear out on Brown Road. So had to run out and disconnect the power to that. Had another limb come across the lines. Had an emergency locate, and can't remember what the 5th call out was for. A line down on a car that was arcing and on fire, which turned out to be a phone line. So I don't know how it was arcing on fire, but it is what it is. But today was a busy weekend. Again, the guys always pull together, do a great job. Hats off to them for the job they did. Dangerous work. So also, we finally received the last of our polyphase, which is our 3-phase meter for our commercial customer, AMI meters. Those will be starting to replace this week. Once we get those in, we will be 100% completed with our AMI conversion. These are the most expensive and the hardest to get of the meters, so we ordered these about 8 months ago. So we did get those in finally, and we're going to start replacing those and driving Rosie and her office crazy with meter changeouts. So they'll be big fans of ours soon. The next phase of the Barriott and Surf wireless broadband project was released. So our guys are out tearing up locates right now, best they can, trying to keep up. I think Chip may report on it. It sounds like locates are going much better for them across the board.
Sounds like it.
So that's good news. I know they had 2 boring machines in town today, which, like I said before, they can get 5 of them going at once. I'll run, but it will be done. It will get banged, rip off the Band-Aid, be done. So, anyway, other than that, you got any questions?
Question to Sean. I will notate that 2 things. Number one, I think the latest we got from them, from the fiber company, was they were hoping by the end of April that the first phase would be done and connected. The first phase is along that 109 North corridor, if you will. Second is that I reported to them there were multiple areas in my subdivision in Columbia Shores where it appears that the land has settled and it's starting to undercut the sidewalk a little bit. I don't know if you noticed that, if you've been around that area, but they assured us they'll come back and they'll get it fixed. I haven't seen proof of that yet, but I'll keep the bottom, so just in case.
They have a set of working hours, because last night they was all up and down Jackson Street for several blocks, and they had minimum warning lights. Mm-hmm. So just FYI.
I think... Go ahead, Mike.
They drilled right through a meter pit. I mean, they could see it. I don't know how they could drill right through it.
Sure.
Call it spite.
What?
Karma.
Karma.
So just to remind everyone, they have promised that they will fix everything that they break. So
I'm waiting to get the. We had to replace the whole service line from the main, because it happened to be lead. So
As far as I'm concerned, we wouldn't have been there working yet, so they're getting billed for the asphalt and everything.
Gotcha. I hear you. Okay. Any other questions, Sean? Thank you. Terry.
Well, I met with Gary Parrott, Shane Caudill, and Matt Manier, and the state police last week to go over prepping us for an upcoming FBI audit. So we're going to be kind of busy in the next few weeks trying to get everything in line for that so that we pass it. working with SDS tomorrow on some firewall issues and possibly some of the issues that we're going to need to do for the FBI audit. Worked with Spectrum Engineering this week, and I think Craig finished up today with updates to the SCADA system. So we have to have a new security. His company, his new company, is causing him to do something different with security, so now I have to sit and watch him work on the computer remotely. So kind of ties me up a little bit, but there's no other way around it other than them coming down here, which they don't want to do that. So that's about all I got.
Questions of Terry? Thank you. Chip?
I just found out today Westgate is going to start May 1st. NIPSCO's out there coming out tomorrow to relocate a gas main. Mike is doing the water main, so I think by the time they get all their contractors and everything in line, that'll be May 1st. Nothing else really major.
Question, Chip? Thank you. Mark?
The last couple of days have been pretty busy. It's the last 2 days of baseball registration. So from now on for this week, if anybody comes in, they're put on a waiting list. But we did put out a Facebook message, and we got a lot of people in there yesterday. Today, Saturday, we have registration at the park, too. So kind of been busy with that. We took down a sign out in front of the park today.
So we're not
together anymore.
What did you?
Took down the sign out
of
the park?
No.
Oh, the All in This Together sign. Okay. I was like, wait a minute. What sign?
The original sign. No.
Why would you think
that? Gotcha. So we're no longer in this together.
We're not.
Okay.
We have. The ice cream put away. I think I said in my report I said to you, we can mad talk about that. We just have to do things a lot differently next year because it just wasn't, it was not a huge hit. We got to figure out a way to bless our hours and do it differently because we can do it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Then we have pickleball nets are up, the tennis nets are up. So I really just kind of get everything going.
Okay. Question to Mark. Thank you. Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie?
Nothing.
Only thing I guess I have to report on is at last meeting I told you that I was planning to go to the county council meeting this morning to talk about, just have a discussion about combined dispatch idea. That did not happen. They are still working things through at the county level, and so as I have mentioned before, and I'll continue to say, the city is perfectly equipped to do what we do right now for a long time, and it's a scenario where we are, we can have the conversation or we don't have to. It's not a big deal for us. We're really well situated for the future, and so I'm just here. That's what I'm doing. So besides that, just wanted to let you know I will be out of the office from Thursday through next Tuesday, and so kind stately gentleman to the right is going to be in charge for a little while I'm gone. So. Walt?
Nothing.
Cool?
Nothing.
Audience? There's no press, so we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Minger.
Yes. You don't have to steal.
I forgot to get that call over you. I was going to give you a hard time. I was going to
look like a bunch of children.
That's a good one there, Walt.
It doesn't make sense.
Hey, you look like a ball of just positivity. Okay. Are you coming to the table?
Oh, yeah.
So, Jeff from SDS is bringing a crew in on Monday. He's tearing all that up. They're taking out everything except for the intercom system is going to stay. But everything else.
He's not really present.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little more than I was expecting to pay. Well, that's what I was thinking, at least it's done, and it's done correctly, as opposed to me going in there like, snips.
My PC, though.
What up?
Good.
What do you need?
Okay, dude.
We've shot the ditch out front on Lincoln Way. Our open room. It's the ditch is higher than the ground.
Oh, all right.
Put it on somebody else's property. So I don't know what he expects. He bought the ground knowing that it was a low spot, that they had a pump there that they were using to pump to the pump because we didn't know that before. And he doesn't want a pump. He doesn't want to pay for the pump.
Well, just that, I mean, yesterday, I think what you said was correct, which is, this is between the two of
you. And depending upon if he wants to get an engineer to try to figure out how to drive it.
No,